321 days of war on Gaza now. Still no sign of a ceasefire, but there has been an emergence of polio. One confirmed case, the virus detected in 6 different locations in the last month. Polio is a viral infection that leads to partial or full paralysis. It's highly infectious, but can be prevented by a vaccine, which has been available since the 1950s. Let's get more now from Nina Valla, who works with Medecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, in Gaza. Nina, thank you very much for taking our call today. Can you tell us about the concerns over polio and what you're seeing where you are?
Well, there is definitely a big concern about more polio cases. We are now looking at a population in Gaza where more than 80% of the original population of Gaza is being forced into an area that is less than 15% of Gaza's original land where the population was living. There are frequent evacuations. There has been more than 5 in the past week. Just yesterday, there was evacuations again in an area that was evacuated in July. So there is a very fluid movement of populations in an area where the waste management is at best broken, and the infrastructure for water and sanitation is also extremely destroyed.
Where and how has polio been detected so far?
As far as I am aware, the Ministry of Health has confirmed one case, which is in Deir Bala, which is in the northern part of the humanitarian zone. And there are what is reported as at least 3 to 6 cases that are suspected with awaiting confirmatory testing.
There are attempts to try and introduce a vaccination program. Is that possible while war is continuing?
With the escalation in military activity that we have seen here, or that I have seen here in the past week, I'm not sure. It is an immense effort that is being led by the WHO and UNICEF. We are very hopeful that we'll be able to implement it if we can get the vaccines inside Gaza. We've already started preparation and training to implement it as soon as we can get the vaccines inside. The problem is this is like I said, more than 80% of the population and less than 15% of the strip of Gaza, and populations that there's no mapping. Normally in these situations, when we do campaigns, we have mapping that tells us where people are living and how many children are in each household. That is impossible in this situation. And then you have families that continue to have to move 2 or 3 times based on the evacuation orders.
That level of movement, that level of overcrowding, exacerbated by more movements, it must be having an impact on the spread of other diseases too.
Of course. I think the WHO has already said about the amount of skin diseases that we are seeing, and it is in our primary healthcare center that we are working with, and the other ones that other sections of MSF are working into. They are more than 40% of the cases that we are seeing. There is also a big, large number of cases of diarrheal and respiratory infections. All of these are communicable diseases that are caused by overcrowding with the lack of hygiene and sanitation.
Nina, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's Nina Valla, who's speaking to us from Gaza this morning. She works at Medecins Sans Frontières.